Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
All right, good morning to you. Great sounds from about 40 years ago. All right, so the Eagles a lot better than 40 years ago when Marion Campbell was the coach. They have cranked it up.
Classic, James.
Yeah, it is, man. It really
so
is.
So good.
Did you see the new one last year at some point, 2 years ago, whenever it was, the new Beverly Hills Cop?
Yeah, probably.
I did. I liked it. I thought it was entertaining. It was fun. It was harmless.
There was a new Beverly Hills Cop?
Yes.
Yeah, it was about a year ago. It was not that
I did
good,
not know that.
Yeah, I thought we talked about it, but
really,
I could be wrong.
Is it a TV show?
It was like direct,
it was a Netflix movie.
Direct
it was
to
on Netflix.
Streaming.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So I got three different Twitter poll questions of the day. Then we're going to get to the Merrill montage and more phone calls here with Seth Joyner in the studio with us. So Twitter poll questions brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Chevrolet remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. First poll question: who would you rather see the Eagles play? Seth, would you rather see the Eagles play the Rams or the Vikings?
Don't care.
Okay. John, how do you think people...
Great response.
Just bring on whoever. I don't care.
All right, John, how do you think people voted?
I'm going to guess people want to play the Rams by 60%.
71% the Rams.
Wow. Jeez.
29% Vikings. All right, second poll question. Seth, let's give this one to you. Was A.J. Brown out of line reading a self-help book during the game, yes or no?
Man, let me tell you something. Anything that guy's got to do to get a woosah moment, because he was going through it yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay? Whatever you got to do to calm it down, because we just don't need another passing.
He did seem very calm.
Yes.
No, he handled it well.
He was very comfortable with all that.
A lot of people had a problem. What was the name of the book? I think it's...
Inner Excellence.
Inner Excellence. If that's not a Woosai book, I don't know what is.
All right, John, how do you think people voted? He was out of line or not?
61% say he was not.
82% say he was not.
Wow. Okay.
There you go. All right, third poll question.
I think it's a little out of line having a book on the side.
I think it is too.
I would not try to take a book. He says he has it all the time on the sideline. That's a big book.
Therapeutic,
man. That's a big book.
Therapeutic.
How do you get that on their sideline?
No, it's therapeutic. It's therapeutic. You got a bookmarker, and there's a specific quote or paragraph that he needs to bring him back to balance.
Yeah.
I have no problem with it.
Put it on a piece of paper, though.
How about a post-it note?
This is just the new age.
It's the new age.
Like, back in my day, you would have got kicked off the sideline for something
I think
like
so,
that.
Too.
You understand what I'm saying?
Imagine doing that to Ditka, John?
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Seltzer, someone's reading a book with Mike Ditka coaching.
It's a book.
Good luck there, buddy.
You can't take books.
Yeah.
He would have been lauded as, you know, a great player, a great teammate, if it was his playbook.
Well, yeah.
But it's not.
All right, third poll question. Ree, what's your answer to this one? Which of these is your main reaction in the news the Sixers are going to stay in South Philly with the new arena? Is it A, good news? It can be all three of these, but which hits you the most, Rhea? It's good news, or B, the Sixers' approach was really annoying, or C, credit to the Sixers for being great negotiators?
The Sixers' approach was very annoying.
Yeah.
They literally, I think this deal was in the back pocket all the time that it had been offered to them. What you put those people in Chinatown through was unnecessary. What you put the city through, you know, all the wasted time on all those legislative... It was ridiculous. It made the mayor look bad, too.
Well, it made the mayor and city council look bad. You know, I think they probably had this as an escape option the whole time in their mind, but they couldn't exercise it until the Flyers/Comcast sweetened the offer, and they did. I don't know. It's a really unique situation. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Today was obviously heavy on the Eagles.
It feels like that was mishandled, but... I don't know. Yeah. I don't know all the details of it.
I mean, the Flyers clearly changed their offer. So
I guess.
I mean, they did.
But it's so messy, and this is people's lives. I mean, this is people's home.
I know. All right, John, how do you think people voted? Good news, approach annoying, or credit to the Sixers?
Approach annoying, 70.
Second place approaching Illinois, 45%. 48% say good news.
Yep, it is good news.
It is good news. Yeah. And 7% say credit to the Sixers. Look, I think all three things are true, but it's just a matter of, you know.
So that was Josh Harris, Daryl Morey, Nick. I'm trying to go the 7%. I'm trying to.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's hear how it sounded yesterday on WIP. Marilyn Mike on the call. The Eagles for the third time with Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni got a playoff victory. There should be a lot more up ahead and probably one coming up in now 6 days. Let's listen to how Marilyn Mike called the game. We're going to need a montage.
Ooh, it takes a montage. Elliott hits it. It is high. And Nixon takes it at the goal line. He's out to the 5, 15, 20. And he does not reach the 30. He is hit hard.
Ball came out.
The Eagles having a turnover on the very first play of the game. How about that way to start the game? Up the middle he goes. He's at the 25, 20. Down to the 13 goes Saquon Barkley. What a start for this football team.
Hurts. Drops. He's looking. He's rolling. He's still looking. And he is firing for the end zone. Touchdown! Wide open. Johan Dotson. Low. He looks, going deep down the far side of the field, and it
Slay
is
took
incomplete,
it.
And Slay it is Slay.
Took it.
Slay.
Big play, Slay takes it away.
Back goes Love, he's looking, he has time, he fires, and it's intercepted by Bourne. Bourne at midfield, Bourne runs out of bounds at the 45, Zach Bourne, first team All-Pro. Hurts, fires, complete wide open Smith, 40, 35, that's more like it.
Yeah,
Hurts,
there it is.
Rolling left. And firing to Devontae Smith for a big pickup right there of 28 yards. He is going to throw. He does in the flat. The nice catch by Goddard, who breaks the tackle across the 5. Touchdown, Goddard.
Beast. He beasted him. He catches a simple flare pattern out into the flat, Merrill. And the cornerback is there, and he just beast modes him, pushes him in the face, not once, twice, and into the end zone.
Love that. He is going deep downfield, and it is intercepted! Intercepted! The first interception of Quinyon Mitchell's career.
How about that? It's the fourth takeaway by this defense on the night.
Hurts gives it to Barkley, and Barkley plows forward, and there's 100 yards. Again, it goes to Barkley, and again he breaks. He's at the 40, and he falls down. He could have taken that home. He was out in front of the world. He could have taken that to the distance.
Yes.
But he said, I will do the gentlemanly thing. I will fall down and run out the clock. It wasn't the best game the Eagles ever played, but it was a very solid win.
The Eagles get the victory. They'll be playing on Sunday at 3 o'clock, and that'll be against either Minnesota or Los Angeles. To the phones we go. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's going on, Chuck?
Hey, yeah, listen, good morning. Hey, Seth, let me ask you something, right? And I just want to say this, right? Listen, I respect you as a human being, and I respect you as a football player, and you played for this team. But you have no right to tell us as Philadelphians what we're supposed to be grateful for and what we're not supposed to be grateful for. I take that personally. Because when everything hits the fan, and you as a player or Jalen Hurts as a player going to another team or you retire, we're left here buying merchandise, going to the stadium, still tailgating, you know what I mean? Still cheering for this team through and through. And last time I checked, this organization got one Super Bowl ring. One. We've supported this team through and through. So you have no right. We have every right to come on here and complain about a game that we feel like ain't good enough from the quarterback. And that's just the bottom line of it.
You
it ain't good?
Good
enough
for
the quarterback.
You done?
You have your opinion on it, and we have ours.
Are you done?
What we watch. Is what we watch.
Are you done?
That guy yesterday did not play good enough for us to win against
Are you
a greater
done?
Football
well, he did
team.
Play. He did play good
That's
enough.
Chuck, wait,
he didn't play
no,
good.
No,
he didn't play
no,
good.
No, no, no.
No,
no,
I'm just correcting something he said.
He said against
in.
A better team.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
He said against
okay.
a better
okay.
team.
Okay.
He called in.
Shut your mouth, Joe, and stay out of it.
He called in.
Except the grown man, let him say what he got to say.
Yeah, and you are you done?
I'm done. I'm saying what I'm saying. I'm
Are you done, though? Are you done? Because
I think the answer is no. He's not done.
I want to rebut what you said.
All right, rebut, Seth. Go ahead.
Okay. You are certainly entitled to your opinion, Chuck. Okay? I get paid to do this, bro. You call in as a fan because you want to voice your opinion. Okay? As somebody who played the game, I got a little more depth in my opinion of what I think and what I say. Okay.
So, no.
I shut my mouth and I let you talk. Okay. Now you do me the damn respect of shutting your mouth and letting me talk. Okay. Let me speak my piece. You got a choice. Okay. I didn't leave Philadelphia because I wanted to leave Philadelphia. I left Philadelphia because, you know what, Norman Braman and everybody else associated with it brought that about. Okay. You got a choice. You can spend your money wherever the hell you want to spend it. Okay? So the one thing you don't do, you got the ability to call in the WIP and talk to everybody. And I listen to it all, Chuck. But what you ain't going to do, you ain't going to come on here and tell me what I should say and how I should think and how I should analyze a game that I've given my life, my soul, my blood, everything to. You're not going to do that. You're not going to do that. Because I sit back and I look at this city. And you know what? Sometimes the city is a little ungrateful. Okay? Sometimes you are ungrateful. I get it. I feel the pain. You think I don't feel the pain of this city not having Super Bowls and winning Super Bowls? You think that I'm pleased with my 8 years here that we didn't get the damn job done as the best damn defense in this city that will ever be known? You think I don't understand that? But I'm not going to sit here and let y'all just beat this kid up because he went out and did the best he could yesterday and y'all ungrateful. Because you know what? We could be talking about something completely different
Seth,
right
that's
now.
That's not being ungrateful. It's giving an opinion. You have a different opinion. But to yell at fans and everybody here that we're ungrateful because the opinion was he wasn't great, that's unfair too.
Can you enjoy the fact that they won the game?
I did enjoy it. I was there.
But Seth, okay, here's then. The part I
but
think.
That's my, but
Seth,
that's my point.
Here's the
that's
part
my
I think. Here's the part I think you're missing. That a lot of what people are saying is, I'm concerned if he plays like this again, my team might lose against a better team. Don't you think that's a reasonable point, Seth?
You can have that, Joe. But you know what? I heard it the last 2 weeks. Two things can be true, right?
Of course.
Okay? Give me the evidence of what's happening. The truth of the matter is the team is playing next week. And instead of us talking about what's going to happen next week and the possibility of moving on to the NFC Championship, we're talking about that this ain't good enough.
Well, yeah.
We're talking about the game yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know we're saying not good enough. We're saying I'm concerned it might not be. No one's predicted the Eagles lose next week, but a lot of people are saying I'm concerned.
It's almost a precursor that sets you up for if they lose next week. Because now we can cut Jalen every which way to Sunday because we saw this coming. Instead of us just saying, hey, you know what? He didn't play his best football, but when he needed to make plays for this team to win, he made plays. And guess what? We get them to play another Sunday, okay, where 16 other teams are making reservations to go fishing, to play golf, to go on vacation, to do all these other things, okay? My point is, and maybe ungrateful might be a little strong for people with little hurt feelings that can't handle the damn truth, okay? But the truth is, okay, we get to play another Sunday, okay? I get to work another pre- and post-game next week. I get to come in here with you guys one more Monday and do this. You understand what I'm saying? Where it could be completely
and
different.
That's not given.
We could be. I could be packing up and taking my ass back to Arizona. That's what I could be doing. But you know what I am? I'm grateful that we got another week to do this. We got another week to watch this team on this road to try to get Super Bowl 59.
All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Hey, John, really, man, you've got to put down the pom-poms for Jalen. He's too young. He's this. The Eagles had 4 turnovers yesterday, one of which gave the Eagles offense an easy touchdown. So that means we had 1 touchdown the entire game with 4 extra possessions. That is not average. That is below average. Time's yours.
Their defense was good, too.
Ah, finally. Thank you, Seth Joyner. Joe DeCamera, shut up!
Thank you so much, Seth, for putting Joe in his place. We love it.
God bless Seth Joyner.
What you talking about,
they
Woods?
They won the game.
Go, John. I would love to comment on the Eagles' win yesterday, but I am reading this book during a playoff game. Hello, Tom George.
That's pretty good.
This is reminiscent of the Stoddy bag game, baby. Defense wins playoffs. We're on our way. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles!
This is about the most eclectic group of day after calls we've ever gotten. Keep going.
Keith heads graded down. Sent back to Title Town. Divisional round, here we come. E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles!
E!
And with that, we shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
So, for everyone listening that can't see us, which is everybody, just know Seth has cracked a couple smiles here. I mean, you know, it's just, it's all good. It's all good. By the way, Seth, I wanted Chuck to retort your retort. I'm not making this up. The phone line went weird.
Yeah, we lost like three calls at once. It was weird. I don't know what happened.
He got disconnected, and it wasn't any of us. Like, the phone system knocked him off.
It was the baritone in my voice.
Yeah, you scared him. Scared him away. All right, let's get to Drew in Westchester. Good morning, Drew.
Happy Victory Monday, folks. Joe, I just got to make sure you're not doing a puzzle during the game tonight, right? Because I need you scouting these opponents.
I don't know. That's possible. Non-Eagles games, I will puzzle at times.
Yeah, I was a little concerned.
Dude, football games are a great game to puzzle to. Non-Eagles.
No, they're not.
Because you got to play every 30 seconds. And you got to, you know, you look down for 25 seconds. That's
easy.
You
got to chart and analyze, Joe. There's no time.
There's a lot that goes on between plays.
I hear the announcers. I hear the announcers, and I see my puzzle.
The point is, you're puzzling, man. It's not something that should really push you in any direction.
I'm rocking.
Like,
you ready for this? I'm rocking three puzzles right now.
What are the pictures?
One at my
place,
one at Amy's, and one at my mom's.
What are the pictures?
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
are we talking like puppy dogs? What is hot air balloons? What are your puzzle pictures?
Yesterday was one of the one I finished was the U.S. Capitol.
Rivers?
It's a U.S. Capitol.
It's an AI generated quarterback.
Yeah. Right.
All right, Drew, give me your Eagles point here, buddy.
Yeah, I know you only got a couple minutes. I'll try to go quick. You know, I thought it was a real just like business like win. You know, I got nervous when it got to 16-10. But to their credit, they didn't. They stuck to their identity. And I know we got to talk about, like, AJ with the book, but I think what you didn't see from the Eagles yesterday was you didn't see, after the play penalties, you didn't see their sideline just coming unglued. I thought, quite frankly, it was, like, an embarrassing product that Matt LaFleur put out yesterday. So I think just really good business-like win. And I know Nolan Smith is getting a lot of credit. Maybe Seth could touch on this super quickly. Milton Williams, I just thought, was an unsung hero.
He has been all year. He has.
Moving the pocket, putting guys on roller skates.
All right, Drew, we got to move fast because we got to get to Joe and Hugh. He's been fantastic this year. Seth, one or two final quick things. If you can just keep it short. Door number one, Jake Elliott. Door number two, best free agent available kicker. Which one are you going with?
Oh, I'm still going with Jake. He just missed the extra point.
Well,
I mean, when the chips are down and we need a kick, I have supreme confidence he gets it done.
Final thing, I know you don't care who the Eagles play next round, but who do you think they will play? Who wins tonight?
I think Minnesota bounces.
I agree. John, you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. I think they're the better team.
I think so, too.
But it could be a good game. The Rams have really come on strong, and we know that they're going to have all sorts of weird stuff they throw at their offensively.
Listen, either they bounce back or Sam confirms that he is who we thought he was.
And cost himself like $50
million. Yeah.
You know, he's playing for a lot of money tonight.
I think he'll have answers this time. I think Sam, they know what he failed against, and they'll have new plans for plays that will beat man.
Seth, thanks for being in here today, my man.
You got it, man.
Brought the fire. It was fun.
That's what I do, man.
It was fun. All